Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to come to terms with what is actually going on in Gaza. There is a piece that I think is extraordinarily important, which talks about Israel sending a message to Iran and to Hezbollah. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. And also, what is going on with the future of the Republican Party and the future of American democracy? Big questions, both of them. And to address those questions, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show A.B. Stoddard, who is a columnist at The Bulwark, was previously associate editor and columnist at Real Clear Politics. She has been covering the U.S. Congress for more than a quarter of a century. And A.B.'s most recent piece, with a title that I think will be very welcome to everybody in this season of holidays and festivities, is "Even in a Dark Week for Democracy, There Are Some Bright Spots." A.B., first of all, what has been particularly dark for democracy recently? Why is it that you and so many others feel that democracy itself is at stake in this election?
Well, Michael, thanks for having me. I know a lot of people find it hard to remember, but on January 6th of 2021, we almost lost our democracy, and Donald Trump was blocked from having his wishes fulfilled, but he was trying to get his vice president to subvert the will of millions of voters and throw us into a constitutional crisis. And people died in the process. So if you listen to him now, he is promising to do the same and worse. He would like to use the Justice Department in a new, in a second term to punish his enemies. He'd like to go after the media. He'd like to invoke the Insurrection Act on day one. He would like to rehaul the entire civil service so that it is filled with political appointees who will serve at his whim and in loyalty to him and his political demands. And he will mangle the system that we have and really ruin our checks and balances that make us a government, a system of self-governance. So he's pretty explicit about it. And I think that it is really bleak that we are at a point where, because of high inflation and the fact that Joe Biden is old, we have a lot of people in this country choosing Donald Trump because eggs and gas were cheaper then, after he has proven that he did not want to leave power, planned a coup for 2 months that didn't work out, and then was willing to send a mob after his vice president. So I think it's really hard to look at these polls and not be feel down about whether or not Americans still want democracy. What I wrote about last week is that I am heartened by the fact that around the country, people are working to secure our vote and working to protect those who tell the truth, working to protect democracy, and to uphold the rule of law. And the fact that Kenneth Cheeseborough, who is one of the coup-plotting lawyers in the fake elector schemes, is now cooperating in several states' criminal investigations into fake electors, the fact that some fake electors have gotten into legal trouble, indictments, and otherwise, it, you know, shows me that this kind of thing, there is accountability for people who tried to help him in 2020 steal an election. And, there are armies of Americans everywhere trying to keep our system together. And it's really important to remember that. But if you look at the polls and you look at people tossing off what Trump has said, and what he's done and what he's promising now to do in the future, because things cost too much, it's a downer. I'll put it that way.
Okay. AB, let me ask you this question, because it's one of those things that is puzzling to me. I would have thought that with mounting evidence against him, with the great likelihood that at least some of the cases against him will come to a decision before the election. I mean, even this New York State case involving fraudulent business practices, with the verdicts against him, each time there seems to be a verdict against him or a new indictment or a new charge, the support that he seems to have, particularly within the Republican Party, seems to go up. Now, again, let me relate this to what you're talking about the future of democracy. The polling is very contradictory on this, because there are a lot of people, and more people than apparently believed it when the election first happened, who now believe that the election was stolen. And therefore, if you believe the election was stolen in 2020, then Biden's not a legitimate president, and his legitimacy has to be questioned, and we have to have a president who does something about it. With that sentiment, a very popular and increasingly popular sentiment in the country, what do you say to the argument that if you really respect democracy, you have to respect the will of the people, who would like, in effect, a do-over from 2020?
You know, I can't make these people believe the facts, the 60 court cases, every arm of Trump's government in 2020 saying that the scattered fraud here and there never amounted to anything that would have reversed the outcome. I cannot make Americans believe the facts. They are choosing to live in separate media echo chambers, in separate silos, and that they are being told what they want to hear, which is why Fox News Channel, where I was a regular for 15 years, ended up eating a massive amount of money in a lawsuit because they fueled these lies they believed their audience needed to hear. They did not want to upset the audience and lose market share to Newsmax and OAN because the audience wanted to believe that Donald Trump won the election and Biden was illegitimate. None of this is true. And when I got into politics a long time ago, Michael, the beginning of my career, I did not ever imagine I would be in a place and having a conversation like this with you. about what we are doing when our citizens will not believe facts. So, yes, if they want to believe that the election was stolen and Biden is illegitimate and all these other things that Trump has been telling them, and he succeeds with his big lie, then he's going to get reelected. So we're just in a place that is really beyond the imagination. I don't have an answer to that. If they think that's democracy, I can't argue with them. We have a system.
Let me ask you very specifically. You mentioned the Insurrection Act. Now, the Insurrection Act was used briefly by President George Herbert Walker Bush during the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles. And in what context do you believe or fear that President Trump would use the Insurrection Act, which gives him the right to order American troops, some of whom might disobey the order, by the way, to use those troops against citizens here who disagree with him? We will get to that while we think about it and face the bright spots for democracy that A.B. Stoddard also writes about, because I think those are worth looking at by all means. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show with A.B. Stoddard of The Bulwark.
The Michael MedVet Show all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael MedVet Show. We'll be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, joined by A.B. Stoddard, who is a columnist at the Bulwark, previously associate editor and columnist at Real Clear Politics. She has been covering the Congress of the United States for many years. We were talking before about this new line of argument against a second Trump administration. And one of the lines of argument is that the second administration of Donald Trump would put democracy in danger. And part of the reason for that, and something that AB mentioned in our conversation just a few moments ago, was the Insurrection Act. Explain why you and so many other people, including David French, who's been a guest on the show frequently, why you, A.B. Stoddard, are worried about the Insurrection Act. Couldn't it be stopped by the judiciary or by Congress or some other check and balance in our government?
So, first of all, I commend David French's recent column on this to your readers because he is an excellent writer but also a lawyer and understands the intricacies of this and explains it well. I am not an expert on it, but can tell you that the Insurrection Act allows the president, as you previously mentioned, to send the military in to quell domestic unrest, riots, whatever. And I think it requires a request from the state governor, which would be no problem for Donald Trump. And as you noted, it was used once before during the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles by Bush Sr. Trump wanted to do this before he left office, and the idea that he would, on day one, if there were protests, bring out forces to, I don't know where, you know, different cities. I don't know because, as David points out and other legal scholars have too, the statute is so weak, it is so hard to block. We don't know if it would be challenged or blocked by the courts. What David is urging is that Congress rewrite it and reform it now, and we know there's no chance of that, in order for them to be no, you know, confusion. So there's a kind of a vicious cycle where, you remember the, you know, General Flynn and all these wackos were saying, oh yeah, declare martial law, it's no problem. It's very easy to do something outrageous, have protests that you intentionally want to cause, and then send in the military to the streets and turn us into a weird quasi-police state. So this kind of thing is something that Donald Trump openly talks about. We all remember June 1 at Lafayette Square in 2020. He's fond of force and shows of force and wanted a parade with tanks and was told by the military that they didn't want to do that. So he always talks about dictators who he dearly looks up to, about all the, you know, the force that they exhibit. And it's not a question of whether he wants to do it, Michael. It is just a question, and I don't know the answer to whether or not another branch of government could stop it.
Yeah, by the way, it's not just, to be fair, it's not just dictators he looks up to. He's also spoken very admiringly about Al Capone. Or as he says, Alphonse Capone. So, please. Okay, other than that, his admiration for Al Capone, you say there are some bright spots. What are the bright spots that Americans need to take a look at in order to improve our mood for the season?
Yeah, so I don't have my piece that you mentioned in front of me. I remember I came up with eight of them. I know that I was happy about these election deniers, interferers in Cochise County, Arizona, getting indicted last week or the week before, because they actually, after the midterms, Michael, refused. They tried to delay. They did delay the certification, which because Republicans had lost across the board in Arizona, and these were Republicans, and they were upset, and so they were trying to pretend that there were, you know, ballot tabulation issues or something. Judge Chutkan last week came out and said that the president is not a king, and he doesn't have presidential immunity to commit crimes. What this did was important. It was the first. He tried to put out a motion to throw the case out, saying Trump believes he has presidential immunity for everything he did while he was in office, and that these cases must be thrown out. This was always going to go to the Supreme Court. The fact that Chutkan said no last week started the chain, and then, of course, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith today asked the Supreme Court to rule on this most important, most overarching critical question of whether or not the president is above the law or subject to laws like the rest of us citizens are. I don't know when the Supreme Court will respond, but we need that question. We need this in the process, in the pipeline, as soon as possible. Whether the Supreme Court says it has to go through the appeals court and they can't skip over it, we don't know. But as soon as that is answered, is critical. I was
What's fascinating about this is that on similar issues that have come up with both President Clinton and President Nixon, the court has held unanimously that the president is not above the law. And so this is actually, I think you're correct that this is potentially a very, very important voice that will help to reassure and steady the ship of state. Do you see there's talk about an anti-Trump coalition because of the kinds of fears that you've talked about? Do you see any evidence at all of that kind of movement actually coming together?
So I know that behind closed doors, there are Republicans across this country, Michael, scrambling to try to stop Trump from becoming the nominee, but they're not doing what is required to stop him, which would be to come out en masse and say the kinds of things that Liz Cheney says about him being unfit for office. And so until and unless they do that, we have a split field, but really the candidates don't, Christie and DeSantis and Haley, they don't even add up with their vote share to Trump's. The way to stop him is to come out en masse and try to tell the voters now before they vote in those critical early primaries, this man is likely to be a convicted felon. We're not going to stand by him. We'll do everything we can to thwart him. He is a threat to democracy. Four-star generals who worked for him believe so. And those people right now they're having phone calls, but they're not doing it. And so until and unless they get up the nerve to talk like Liz Cheney, I don't believe that they will change the trajectory of the nomination. And I believe that after January 15th, extremely within hours and days of the Iowa caucuses, the party is going to ask everyone in the field to get out, and that New Hampshire and South Carolina won't even matter.
We will see. A.B. Stoddard, some of her columns are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with the message from Gaza coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration defending its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
While we support humanitarian pauses, we think a ceasefire that would allow the leadership of Hamas that plotted and planned October 7th and future attacks is one that's unacceptable.
The veto, issued during a recent emergency UN Security Council meeting, has drawn criticism from global leaders and human rights groups. The Supreme Court is dismissing cases that challenge COVID-19 vaccine mandates for executive branch employees and military service members. Follows President Biden's repeal of the federal employee vaccine requirement in May and the Pentagon's rescinding of its mandate in January. In a special live event on Netflix next year, two prominent tennis stars, Rafael Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz, will face off in the Netflix Slam on March 3rd to be held in Las Vegas. John Schaefer, USA News.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I want to thank everybody out there who has been part of our tremendous success with getting almost immediately upon entering our Substack world. Substack you can get to at michaelmedved.substack.com. We now have over 1,000 subscribers already. And part of what those subscribers will see will be an open letter regarding Middle East confusion. And this is something that I wrote 10 years ago. So why are we putting it up there? Because absolutely everything in that letter and all of the points that I make are directly relevant right now to this situation with Gaza and Hamas and misunderstandings about Israel and its, quote, right to exist. And one of the questions that I ask in that open letter is, okay, if you're one of those people that believes that Israel has no right to exist, then what is America's right to exist? Why should it be that only two countries in the world, the United States or Israel, have to actually certify their right to exist? The letter begins this way. A close friend, and it's true, wrote to my wife with serious concerns about her nephew, a bright and idealistic young man who came home from his elite university full of indignation about the state of Israel and its alleged destruction of the once flourishing nation of Palestine. Now, of course, people who have listened to this show and followed the truth know there never was a nation of Palestine. And regardless of what you may read in the anti-Israel and anti-Semitic press, the idea of a nation of Palestine, okay, who was the leader? What was the capital? When did this nation exist? When did it cease to exist? There was a chance for a nation of Palestine. That was in November of 1947. The UN voted for a partition that would have created both the new state of Israel, which was accepted enthusiastically by the leadership of the Jewish community in the Middle East at the time, and the UN also created a new state of Palestine, which had never existed before, but it was angrily turned down by not only the local Palestinians, but it was turned down by the surrounding Arab countries, which proceeded to invade the new nation of Israel. But that's a different story. In any event, thank you to all of the people who have subscribed to our Substack. Be part of it. Please join us today. And you will get the third installment of this series of podcasts that I'm also doing through Substack on myths, misunderstandings, and lies about the Middle East. Part 3 of 10 is coming up. And the next one is going to be posted on Wednesday of this week. Meanwhile, there is this, as I mentioned, important opinion piece by Yonah Jeremy Bob, and Mr. Bob is a senior military analyst for the Jerusalem Post, and he writes, I saw the fallout from the war between Israel and Hamas during a recent trip with the Israel Defense Forces to Gaza City, including the vast network of tunnels around Al-Shifa Hospital, one of the terror group's unofficial capitals. I moved around the area aboard one of the IDF's Namur armored personnel carriers. What happened in Gaza, and particularly at Al-Shifa Hospital, will reshape the Middle East, he writes, including for Hezbollah and Iran, over the next decade and possibly beyond. While the Mossad blocked Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons for more than 20 years, questions persisted about whether Israel would ever actually launch a major strike against Tehran if the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei gave the order to break out a nuclear weapon. My visit to Gaza answered that question. But first, what has emerged from the war and the IDF's taking over Al-Shifa Hospital and Hamas's underground tunnels there? What paradigms have been shattered? For the past 16 years, with Hamas controlling the Gaza Strip, Al-Shifa was untouchable. After the 50-day Gaza conflict in mid-2014, many Israeli defense officials said that if they could take out the tunnels under Al-Shifa, they could end Hamas or cripple its leadership hiding there. At the same time, the IDF warned that the Hamas was storing weapons and running command and control operations from Gaza hospitals. Al-Shifa, the pinnacle of those activities, is no longer untouchable. No part of Gaza is. Israel showed Hamas that after the October 7th massacre, it has the power and, yes, the will to rout the terror groups from even sensitive civilian locations. For years, Israel feared using its military advantage against weaker adversaries. Why? Because of the damage rockets could do to the Jewish state's home front, the cost in Israeli soldier casualties, and worries about global legitimacy. With tools such as the Iron Dome missile defense system, Jerusalem avoided playing offense. Now Israel has proved, at least anyone who sees Hamas's stockpiles of guns, grenades, drones, and other material found at Al-Shifa, that it was right all along about the terror group's abuse of civilian locations. The flattening of northern Gaza also sends a message to Hezbollah in Lebanon, he writes, in Tehran and to Iranian proxies in Syria. Mess with us and expect the same. Israelis are now more inclined to believe their country will use force against Hezbollah and Iran if necessary. The Lebanese terror group is far more dangerous than Hamas, given its special forces, mortars, and precision rockets. Jerusalem has lived in fear of Hezbollah for well over a decade. What I saw in Gaza City is probably in part why Hezbollah has fired only 1,000 times, yes, only in quotes, on Israel since October 7th, and only in the north. The group now believes Israel's threats of what it would do if the Hezbollah crosses certain lines. So does Tehran. In other words, the whole idea of deterrence had to be rebuilt after October 7th. Deterrence meaning that you are deterred from attacking Israel because you know what the response is going to be, and the response is going to be ferocious. And by the way, kudos to the Biden administration for having the courage to be the only vote on the UN Security Council to veto a call for a ceasefire. And the point is that Israel has shown that if the ceasefire, and the purpose of the ceasefire is to allow Hamas killers to surrender, or to, best of all and most important of all, to get some of the hostages out, to have them released, that would be worthwhile. But a ceasefire to hand Hamas a tacit victory is a disaster. And the leadership of the United States and the leadership in Israel has prevented that disaster from occurring. Bernie Sanders changing a position on the Middle East. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
One thing I love about Michael Medved is that he really doesn't reserve judgment. He always says what he thinks, and I swear to God, it's always right.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Michael Medved show, Bernie Sanders has a big problem. Every once in a while, he has spoken positively about the nation of Israel. And he, in fact, when he was a very young man, he went to Israel and lived there for a number of months and worked on a kibbutz, a left-leaning a collective community. But Bernie Sanders has also recently been slamming Israel and the Netanyahu government because of their refusal to agree to a ceasefire and a continued ceasefire. Except he was actually on Face the Nation from his secure bunker in Burlington, Vermont. And on Face the Nation, he questioned the whole idea of a permanent ceasefire. And the result seems to be confusion. This is Bernie Sanders, clip 12.
Why is it you oppose a ceasefire?
Well, first of all, I strongly support and wish and hope that the United States will support the United Nations resolution that was vetoed, that we vetoed the other day. That was a humanitarian pause, a humanitarian ceasefire, and would, by the way, call for the release of all of the hostages held by Hamas and would have allowed the UN and other agencies to begin to supply the enormous amount of humanitarian aid that the Palestinian people. In terms of a permanent ceasefire, I don't know how you could have a permanent ceasefire with Hamas, who had said before October 7th and after October 7th that they want to destroy Israel. They want a permanent war. I don't know
exactly
how you have a permanent ceasefire with an attitude like that.
Okay. Well, again, he's so clear at the end of the statement, it still doesn't make sense that you want a temporary ceasefire at the beginning. How do you do a ceasefire with an enemy who says they will attack you again? That it's only a question of time. And again, if you can't at least release the hostages as the, quote, cost of a ceasefire, then what are you about? Meanwhile, at her campaign launch at the Hall of a United Auto Workers Local, Rashida Tlaib was selling T-shirts in two different designs. One reading, Justice from Detroit to Gaza. Another saying, Speak Truth to Power in English and Arabic. The local Democratic Socialists passed out special signs that said, Defend Rashida. Tlaib was accompanied at the event by a two-person plainclothes security detail. The Capitol Police have stepped up their protection in response to death threats she has received. Jewish American groups have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars airing ads accusing her of being on the wrong side of history and humanity, and calling on constituents to vote her out. They make it sound as if calling on constituents to vote her out is increasing the dangers that she faces. Taleb was born in Detroit, where her father worked at a Ford plant, and the family sometimes relied on public assistance. It often fell on Rashida, the oldest of 14 children, to translate for her immigrant parents and care for her younger siblings. They attended a mosque around the corner from the UAW hall. In May 2021, with bombs falling on Gaza, she and Biden had a tense 8-minute conversation on the tarmac at the Detroit airport, in which Taleb told him his policies were enabling the misery Palestinians face. Later that day, the president praised her publicly for being a fighter. But she is a fighter who certainly does not agree with President Biden about Israel's right to defend itself. Speaking of defending yourself, the university presidents made it to SNL. And again, the video, the viral video of them facing questioning by Elise Stefanik was so funny that, of course, it's a natural for SNL. But I don't think they quite got the humor in it. Here is what that cold open sounded like. Listen, clip 7.
Thank you, Chairwoman. Now, I'm going to start screaming questions at these women like I'm Billy Eichner. Anti-Semitism, yay or nay?
I'm sorry, what?
Yes or no is calling for the genocide of Jews against the code of conduct for Harvard.
Well, it depends on the context.
What? That can't be your answer, you pen lady. Same question, yes or no?
Well, we are serious about stopping all forms of hatred, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia.
And then the second one, MIT lady, chance to steal. And keep in mind, if you don't say yes, you're going to make me look good, which is really, really hard to do. So I'll ask you straight up. Do you think genocide is bad?
Could I submit an answer in writing at a later date?
Am I winning this hearing? Somebody pinch me.
Ms. Stefanik, your time is up.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, there was nothing funny about that. And again, it is so telling about bias in the media that Elise Stefanik, who everybody who listened to it was brilliant and effective and asking a very serious question. And basically, they're making a joke here about the idea of university presidents being unable to answer a question about whether calling for genocide against Jews was a violation of common decency and university regulations. This is a complete bomb from SNL, and such a ripe subject. Talk about not speaking truth to power. I'll speak the truth about one of the most acclaimed movies of the year so far, and it's a movie just making its way out there. And it is one that is going to divide audiences. Let me put it that way. It's called Poor Things.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The latest starring vehicle for Emma Stone features a mad, deeply scarred scientist played by Willem Dafoe who transplants a baby's brain into the alluring athletic body of a doomed young woman in Poor Things, now playing in theaters.
This is Bella. She's an experiment.
I am Bella Baxter, and there is a world to enjoy, circumnavigate. It is the goal of all to progress, grow,
how delightful.
Well, not exactly delightful, because this is a very dark vision by the cult director Yorgos Lanthimos, who previously worked with Emma Stone on The Favorite. A large chunk of the film features the heroine's work as a prostitute for a rating of R that might be more appropriately NC-17. With Mark Ruffalo in a major supporting role, this movie is weird, all right, with all sorts of strange and haunting visuals, but that doesn't mean it's wonderful. 2 stars for Poor Things. And it's one of those films also that begins in black and white and shifts to color, which obviously worked very well for The Wizard of Oz. It actually worked pretty well for Maestro, which does the same thing. But here, it's not a saving device. This is a film I will be surprised if it wins the same kind of acclaim from audiences that it has from many critics. Coming up next time on the Medved Show, the Council on American Islamic Relations, the leader, or one of the leaders, is Nihad Awad. He declared in a speech that Palestinians in Gaza have the right to self-defense, and he found it that he was happy to see Palestinians breaking out of Gaza on October 7th. That's been a provocation for the White House, which has disavowed this American Islamic advocacy organization. We'll talk about this dispute next time. We will also be talking about a governor who has unveiled a new task force designed to save the biggest city in her state. Which state? And a party chair in Georgia, as a matter of fact, who was ridiculed for being a flat earther because she wonders about the conspiracy putting globes everywhere in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.